would you guys like to play America's favorite game named after ice cream?
Yes. Yeah.
It's called Three Beers Ice Cream Game, and we're going to play it right now. We are going to, who was the winner last time? Who was the champion?
Oh, I think I was.
That's all we needed to play.
That's
there
it.
There you go.
Maitland, were you the defending champion?
I think so.
All right.
I'm pretty sure I was.
Mm-mm. Maitland, who do you want to play?
I'll play against Steve.
Okay, yeah, decide the battle.
What?
Decide the battle. As in, who's the champion? You both claim to be the champion.
Oh, I definitely was.
It was
remember?
Me.
Remember?
Remember?
Yeah. Remember?
Remember? You thought that you won, but then I realized.
I remember that being completely different. Mm-hmm.
Whoever can fill in the answer or the blank in the sentence the fastest with a plausibly correct answer wins the round. Mm-hmm. Win the most rounds, and you're the champion for the day. And your name is etched into time forever, obviously. You can see by how
time
much
etching.
It, yeah. Here we go. Ready?
Yes.
Maitland and Steve. My favorite pet name is...
Golf.
Hey, boy.
You said golf.
Yeah. Hey, golf. How you doing?
Okay, that you sold that pretty well.
Yeah, that was good.
And I Steve, said, yours...
Hey, boy.
I don't think you'd ever done that.
Uh-huh. Hey, yeah, boy. Like...
Maitland gets
hey,
the boy.
But like H-A-Y. Like yeah, well, a farm.
Oh, oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, Maitland, like a hay boy.
Maitland and Kelly.
Yes.
The only thing I'll beg for is...
Potatoes.
What did you say, Maitland?
Pickles.
And potatoes?
Potatoes, specifically scalloped potatoes. On my knees for them. Mm. I love them.
Maitland said it faster, though.
Yeah, when we asked about favorite foods, scalloped potatoes didn't make the list.
Oh, it definitely did.
Like when we were doing favorite snack foods.
That was,
well, those aren't
that's
a snack.
Not a snack. It's no. a side.
You love it. You eat it anytime you get it.
No, that's a side.
Right, I think that was a tie. Maitland and Kelly. A strange fact I know is this.
Fireflies are going extinct. Are big.
What's big?
Penises.
Fireflies are going extinct?
There's a whole song about it, remember? We talked about it that mm-hmm. day. I watched a documentary on how to save the fireflies.
Owl City?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I don't think that's real.
They're dying in Owl City first.
So many bad pesticides for fireflies these days.
Yeah.
It's not good. And there's actually bugs that are natural that can help them live in the world.
There are, Kelly, you're saying these are. This is the fact. You know, there are bugs that can help fireflies live.
Yeah.
Like
there are certain bugs that you can introduce that you won't need pesticides to kill those pesky bugs that are all over your crops.
So they're not like, they don't help.
Oh, yeah.
They're
yeah.
not like.
I thought they were instructional bugs.
Yeah, they're
life coaches.
Yeah, exactly. Life coaches hey, for fireflies.
You can do it.
Stay away from that light.
Yeah, don't go there. You got to stay alive, buddy. We're missing a bunch of you guys.
Always fly away from birds, man.
Yeah, seriously. That's why there's a song about hugging fireflies or whatever.
They deserve them.
They do.
Kelly versus Hot Wings. My dance moves are
good.
Dad dancing moves. You know, the robot.
A lawnmower.
Hot Wings definitely won by about an hour.
Yeah.
Hot Wings versus Tommy. The classic announcement of Tommy's presence.
Does it really pick up that much?
Oh,
every
so
time.
Much.
Yeah.
Every time. Okay.
Hot Wings and Tommy.
Yeah.
The thing I wish I enjoyed, but I don't, is
River Ducks.
Hot Wings said church. Tommy?
River Ducks.
River Ducks.
Rubber Ducks.
Rubber Ducks.
I thought you said strip club. I was like, strip club, wow, okay.
You wish you could enjoy rubber ducks more?
Yeah, you know, they're friendly looking usually, but they just kind of sit there. I wish I could, you know, enjoy them more.
Interact
like,
with them
get
in, more.
Get into them.
Yeah, more. Like, you know, like if I was in a bathtub, I would love to have a bath and just bring some rubber ducks in. But I don't have enough baths to enjoy the rubber ducks enough.
This is a very attainable goal.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you just said things I don't enjoy enough, and I'm just telling you that I just don't enjoy enough.
But
free
you,
beer, hot wings can go to church more.
Man, you really got him wound up.
That wouldn't make me enjoy it more.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like he doesn't.
That's a fair point.
I already
you
don't
made it
enjoy
seem
it.
Like the only thing keeping you from enjoying rubber ducks is a bathtub filled with rubber ducks that you can't find. Is that true?
I suppose so.
I mean, it's like, I don't want to do this. Hot Wings and Maitland. If I had to flee the country, I would go to
Mexico.
Belize. Okay, so you're both going to, you could carpool.
Yeah.
We could.
Mexico
yeah.
is
drop
first.
Farther. Yeah,
Maitland versus
off.
Steve.
You drop me off.
You know what's hidden in my sock drawer?
Salamanders.
Steve said salamanders.
Mm-hmm. Love them. Little newt.
Maitland said ice cream. These are both implausible answers.
What? You wouldn't have those in a sock drawer. It's nonsense.
Salamanders love sock drawers. I'm with Steve.
Thank you.
What about ice cream? You going to defend that?
No. Well,
there, it's going to melt.
Don't.
And then it'll go bad.
So salamanders wins?
Yeah, they don't melt.
Steve versus Kelly. Maitland, you're out. Okay. Terrible answer.
I was.
Can't do that one. Why not? Because it's least favorite curse word.
So. Oh, darn.
My tramp stamp would say
four I love hats.
Four hats, and I love
grape leaves. Dalmas, they're my favorite.
What just happened?
The only time I've ever seen somebody make a grape leaf kind of sexy, sexual.
Yeah.
Did you say sexy with an S-C-K?
Sexy.
Ooh,
that is sexy.
That's a sexy grape leaf.
She's sexy and she knows
sexy.
Steve, I need to know what spelling of four you have.
F-O-U-R.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure because it could be F-O-R or F-O-R-E. As though here it comes.
Well, I don't know who won that one,
what
so we're just going to go again.
Gonna be?
Four hats.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
My opponent's worst quality is...
Tiny hands. Playing?
You two. We're a duo. Oh. I didn't know
that. I won, for
Kelly
sure.
Kelly won that one.
Yeah.
Second worst quality is not paying attention.
He can barely hold his mouse over there.
Yep.
Hand just a little. Is that true?
Kelly versus Hot Wings. The way my opponent will die is...
A tree falling on him.
You're on fire now that it's about other people.
Yeah. That one, I just couldn't narrow it down.
I know, right?
There are so many options.
Dude, I almost died yesterday painting my bathroom.
See?
Because I don't have a step ladder.
I'm going to swallow a bucket of paint.
Like, who knows? I mean, get run over by a hippie bus.
I thought it was a milkshake.
Yeah. I don't have a good step ladder, and like I was painting the ceiling in my bathroom, so I was just using the edge of the tub as a balancing beam. And I was also rinsing things out in the tub, so it was just a very slippery situation. There were multiple times where I got a full arm and hand of paint because I'd slip and grab the wall I just painted.
Perfect.
Yeah, I know. That's nice.
Kelly and Tommy, my opponent's sexual fantasy is?
Soccer players.
Kelly says soccer players for Tommy. Tommy, what did you say
the
for?
Bee Gees?
Rubik's Cube.
Oh.
So the Bee Gees. Boy. I don't know how you could possibly get one wrong when I give you the entire set of answers of Kelly's sexual fantasies, but I don't think she's into Rubik's Cubes.
Oh, no, I gave so many face parties to this guy who could, like, solve those 30-piece Rubik's Cubes. I loved him for, like, 2 months.
There's something sexy about someone who can solve a Rubik's Cube. Okay. Let me tell you.
You really nailed it. I didn't even know they could come in like the little 20-piece ones.
I know, it's crazy.
There's one that's like 60 piece. Yeah, 60 sides.
There's a 3D one or like a 360 one. It's a
They're
ball.
All 3D.
I was gonna say we're...
I know. Yeah.
It's the joy of this show, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know I made a mistake, but now I have to live through everyone telling me.
I know, and it's like you kind of think that you just did it in your head, and you're like, oh, it's fine, and then you hear him say it back to you, and you're like, ah.
Not fine.
It is. Yeah.
All right. Who won that round? Don't know. Kelly and Tommy again.
Okay.
Something I love to watch, but I hate to do is?
Fishing.
Rice.
You don't like to do rice?
You like, or you like to do rice.
Is that your TikTok algorithm, Tommy? You love to watch rice, but you don't want to do it?
Correct.
Okay,
yeah.
So Tommy is a rice voyeur.
And Kelly, what was yours? You were much faster. Fishing. Kelly's, there. Tommy's looking through the window as somebody pours a box of Uncle Ben's in.
I'm just standing there. I'm not coming to touch you.
Kelly versus Maitland. My favorite time of day to go number two is?
In the morning. First thing.
Time.
Kelly said in the morning. Maitland said sleeping time. Bold strategy, Maitland. How does that work?
You go before sleep. It's sleeping time. Gotta go.
I thought you did it while you were in bed.
And then you do it, and then you have the best sleep of your life.
So it's part of your bedtime routine?
Yeah, it's not yours.
Nope. Do you do it before or after you brush your teeth?
Before.
So then it stinks when you're brushing your teeth?
No, it's gross. So I can
you get
brush
mint
away.
And you get mint and the scent of yesterday's Whopper on your,
yes,
on your bristles
sure
at the same time?
Do.
It's disgusting, man.
By the way, from this angle, it looks like you did it on your computer.
It was a beef stick.
Oh, it's a beef stick. I thought
no,
I'm sharing them with muffins. It's taking me a minute.
They look like little pinched turds from here.
Like Maitland cleaned out the litter box and brought it to work. Good Lord, Tootsie Roll.
So unsatisfied.
Is there anything worse than when your dog walks back into the room after being gone for a while and he's licking his snout and his nose, and then he gets closer and he has like three little pieces of kitty litter on his nose?
Oh, gross.
Asking for a friend. It definitely didn't happen to me yesterday.
No, Muffin loves cat litter too. Yeah, nasty.
It's not great.
I mean, I don't want him to eat the litter, but it's even worse that, yeah, and then they burp.
Yeah, you know what they've been chowing on.
All right. Steve versus Hot Wings. This is elimination. If you get eliminated, you're out. We'll have a grand champion. Steve versus Hot Wings. Last night, I
slept. Eight.
Hot Wings had slept. Steve said eight, but Hot Wings finished slept first. Boring. Steve is out. Maitland versus Kelly.
Okay.
It was very boring. Ate and slept.
Sorry. Man, I mean, that's what I did.
You want truth. Yeah. You got the truth.
Yeah, you don't want salamanders in the drawer.
Here we go. The new sex position I invented is called
Butterball.
Butterball for Maitland.
And the flubber rubber.
Little longer. Butterball wins. Kelly's out. Tommy, who would you like to take on in your opening match?
Oh, Hot Wings.
Okay.
I'm feeling good.
Hot Wings and Tommy. When I'm drunk, I
eat Pop-Tarts.
I didn't feel good, apparently.
Did you know you were starting?
Yeah.
Okay, because I used your name. So. Hot Wings and Maitland for the championship. Here we go. The strangest object in my opponent's bedroom is
a bowling ball.
Flexible ladies.
Flexible lace.
Ladies.
Flexible ladies.
I know you don't win when you do it, but I really enjoy your slow boat to China answers. Just keep adding syllables. It's going to work out. Hot Wings is your grand champion today.